Hi, this is Evelyn Levinson with HumanDesignForSuccess.com, and today we are looking at the charts of John F. Kennedy and his wife Jackie Kennedy, who went on to become Jacqueline Jackie Onassis, and we're looking at their composite chart as well. So we take each of their individual birth charts and map them together to see how they intersect with each other, where there are commonalities, where there are challenges, and how they influence each other in the relationship. It's a great opportunity to look at two people who are fairly well known, fairly visible in the public eye, and look at what we can discover about them and their relationship from their charts. So first, let's look at their types. They're quite different. Jackie was a manifesting generator, so she had a lot of energy. She's a fast processor and fairly independent in her ability to get things done. John F. Kennedy, on the other hand, was a projector, a very open projector. He had only two of his nine centers defined, and so he was quite open. And I do go in depth about John F. Kennedy and his chart in an earlier post on my website, so you can look that up in the celebrity charts section if you'd like to get more in depth about him in particular. But just looking at the two types, we can see how there might be some challenges right there, just with the two types, especially not understanding the energies and how they were different from each other. John F. Kennedy needed a lot of energy to do what he did in the world. He was president of the United States. It takes a tremendous amount of time and focus and energy. And when he was home at night with his wife, he probably wanted and needed to really relax and just discharge some of that energy that surrounded him every day and that he was taking and amplifying all day. But with Jackie around, it was probably hard for him to relax because her energy was constant. She had to find root, she had to find sacral, she had to find will, she had to find throat and to find ajna, most of which he had open. So she was feeding him this energy all the time, whether he wanted it or not. And as I said, probably challenging for him to really relax. And he might have really needed time away from her just to be able to recharge his own batteries. And as we know about his life, he had many challenges in his health. He had some pretty serious illnesses. He had some pretty serious surgeries while they were married, while he was in office as president. And so all of that would have taken its toll on his energy. And while taking in Jacqueline's sacral energy might have helped him sometimes, he probably also needed some rest time. So that's one major issue that I see. Let's look now at their centers and how their defined and open centers interacted with each other. We'll just look at the highlights. So Jackie had a defined ajna. She was wired for certainty. John F. Kennedy had an open ajna. He is designed to be fluid and to stay open-minded and not lock into things. And so it's probably challenging for him as president sometimes to come to a definitive decision about things. And in this regard, Jackie's defined ajna probably helped him to sort through things and find places of certainty by borrowing her ajna energy. On the other hand, there were probably times when she came on like a steamroller in terms of her thinking and thought process and what she was certain about and what she wanted to do and what was right, and that was probably kind of overwhelming for him at times. John had the open throat, so he probably had, particularly in his relationship with her, a little bit of a hard time feeling heard because she had a motorized throat. He had an open throat. Now, as president, he obviously had a platform for being heard by the public, but at home with Jackie, she probably talked circles around him, and he might have had a hard time getting a word in edgewise. Let's look now at their will centers. They both had defined will. So this could have been a challenge in their relationship. They each could be very willful and wanted to, in some ways, exert their will on each other. Now, Jackie was a proper lady. She was described as very classy, very elegant, and yet she had this willpower energy. And only 1/8 of the population has a defined will center. So here we have two defined will centers together. And while she might have been described as you know, having a velvet glove, so to speak, that velvet glove probably concealed an iron fist. And again, John probably didn't have too much chance in his battles with her because she had so much more ammunition with all of her energy and defined centers. But they probably clashed with wills at times and possibly reached stalemates because neither of them probably wanted to back off. Looking at their sacrals, again, she had the defined sacral, he had the open sacral. Could be useful for him to borrow her energy when needed, but when not needed, probably very overwhelming for him. Root center at the very bottom of the chart. She had defined root. He had open root. So he would feel pressure from her presence, from her root energy, whether she said or did anything to pressure him or not, very easy for him to experience her root energy as pressure. And he certainly had a lot of other pressure going on in his work. And he probably needed a break from all that pressure when he got home. So again, I can see where he would have preferred a lot of times to be away from her alone rather than spending his leisure time with her energy because he just needed to have alone time. You know, even if she wasn't as energetic and had as much definition as she had, being the very open projector that he was, he needed alone time anyway. And probably a bit challenging, as I said, for him to get alone time. Also, especially as they had children, when they had their two children, there were a lot of demands on him. So let's look at a few other aspects of their charts together. First of all, they both have the gate 31, which is the gate of leadership. So it would have been a bit of a battle within their relationship for who was really going to take the lead. Now, she was from a generation of women where women usually took the passenger seat, so to speak, and let the man drive in the relationship. But with her strong leadership, her motorized throat, and her sustainable energy, she was quite happy to take on leadership roles within the realm that was appropriate for her as First Lady. And she did a beautiful job. She was very active as First Lady and brought a lot of change and taste to the White House in redecorating it and a lot of social events. And she was great at entertaining dignitaries. She spoke many languages. She was very gracious and charming. She also had control in her chart. She had the whole channel that has the 21, which is control, and the 45, which is the gate of the king and the queen. So she definitely had a regal presence and probably liked to control the money and the resources and direct what they did when and what happened with what resources. So that probably served her well later on as well when she found herself on her own and needed to manage after he was assassinated. But within the relationship, she probably wore the pants, so to speak, in many respects in their relationship. When their charts are together, if you look at the composite chart itself, you'll see that when the two charts are mapped together, all of the nine centers get filled in, get defined, with the exception of the identity center, which is the diamond-shaped center in the middle. That remains open or white for their relationship, which is usually a very good combination to have eight defined centers and one open center. It means that as a couple, they have a place to explore together in their energy, and that was in the energy of defining themselves and defining their direction in life. And so together, they were always seeking their correct role and their correct definition and their correct direction in life. So that was actually a very nice place for them to have that open so they could explore that together and make great contributions to the world together through that exploration. So in many respects, they made a great team. She could be very independent, which was probably very comfortable for him in some respects because he had enough on his mind. He didn't need a dependent wife who waited for him for everything. you know, she was off and running in her own realm. But on the flip side of that is that he might very well have felt that she didn't need him, and that might have felt a little sad and uncomfortable for him, because they were in a generation, even though they were quite modern for the time, you know, it was still a time when men were the breadwinners and the leaders, and women were a little bit dependent on the men. And many men, and particularly men with power, as he was, and came from a powerful family, that was something that kind of came with the territory, that it was a bit comfortable for the woman to be a little dependent. And Jackie wasn't. And so John might have missed that in the relationship. He might have felt that that was lacking, and that might have caused him to want to stray, as he did. And I think she ended up straying because she knew he was straying, and it was that kind of struggle between them. And speaking of struggle, Jackie carried the gate 28, which is the gate of struggle, and John carried the gate 38, which is the gate of the fighter, and together they form an electromagnetic. They form a complete channel. So this is one of several places in their charts where they have this electromagnetic energy, where the completion of a channel brings a powerful attraction or powerful energetic around those energies for the two of them. So what that means in a relationship when it comes together like that as an electromagnetic is that they could either struggle together, struggle with each other, against each other, which they certainly seem to have done some of. On the high expression, though, of having that as an electromagnetic, they could band together and struggle with the world as they needed to. And they certainly had their world struggles as well, between her miscarriages and childbirth challenges and his health challenges. They certainly had their share of struggles within their sort of glamorous lifestyle and beautiful, romantic, idealized relationship. So I think those are some good looks at their relationship. Obviously, much, much more that I could say, but I think this is a good stopping place. I hope this has been useful for you to help you understand yourself and understand your own relationships and how your two charts coming together can make a big difference in how you operate in the relationship and how each of you influences the other. And there's always, of course, the high expression and low expression of energies, whether they're your own energies that you were born with or whether the energies that come together in a relationship. So always keep that in mind and always look for the high expression of your energies. And take care until next time. Bye-bye.